So, Burley is over and done with for the year. And you may notice there's just one voice talking because it's just me here. Matt is taking some very, very well-earned rest and recuperation after the last few manic weeks we've had. But I am here because I'm, well, firstly, a bit of a lunatic. And secondly, I couldn't really miss Burley because it's one of my favourite events of the year. And what a Burley it's been! It has been absolutely manic, and I'm going to try not to waffle on too long because this is supposed to be just a little bonus episode, not a full episode, and you don't really want to hear me talk to myself while I'm sat on a cross-country fence because, no one's interested in that. So, it's been a mad week of sport, and it has been a very, very good one for Team GBR. We had all three of the top three riders were on the British team. They were actually all out in Lemoelen last week competing in the Europeans, which is very, very exciting. Clearly, the secret recipe for doing well at Burley is to have won a team silver medal the week before. So, in third place, we had Oliver Townend with Ballymore Class, who is such a special horse. He has, with the result here this weekend, become only the third ever horse to have finished within the top five at his first five-star events. That's a lot of number fives. And bonus points if you can guess the other two horses who've done that since 2008 in their careers. One of them is fairly obvious, German horse ridden by Michael Jung, La Biestatique Sam. The other one's a little bit harder. He is ridden, was ridden, I should say, by a British rider. And dun dun dun, it is Park Lane Hawk. So yes, Ballymore Class has put in a fantastic performance all week with Oliver, who has not had the easiest of weeks. He is suffering quite a bit from back pain, and he's been very vocal in the fact that he's had a lot of help from the British team physio Ash Wallace and team doctor Dr. Pippa Bennett. They've clearly done the job because he's come here and had an absolutely cracking result with third place. And this is what he had to say in the press conference later.
Firstly, well done, girls, for an amazing competition. I thought both Piggy and Pippa were unbelievable all week, and the horses too good as well. But no, it was a wonderful competition as always. Burley for me is a favourite event, and I thought it was a bit of a cheap fence to have, really, if it wasn't for the crowd. of course he felt to touch it, but he felt to literally touch it, as in breathe on it, and I didn't hear the clunk, I just heard the groan. But again, I just go to the next one now and jump the next one and go to the next one and jump the next one and just try and give him as good a ride and as smooth a ride as possible, and almost try and ride as though I'm at home trying to jump a clear round rather than here jumping a clear round. I think that the whole event's just been fabulous. Of course it'd be more fabulous if I'd have won it, but at the same time, when you're not winning it and you still think the event is amazing and better than ever, I think it makes it even more special. And I think we're in a very, very special point in the sport, at the top of the sport as British riders, because we've all competed a lot of five-star events, but this year I've been lucky enough to win Kentucky. Piggy's won badminton, now Pippa's won Burley.
Hot on the leader's tail was Piggy French, riding her badminton winning horse Veneer Chimera. So they have had a fantastic season. It is not the first time Piggy has been runner up here. She managed it at Burley in 2017, and she's done it again by the narrowest of margins. She was only 0.1 penalties behind the eventual winner. She was also the only rider to go clear inside the time yesterday over the cross country track, which I think is a real testament to her ability and the horse's ability to just keep galloping and jumping. She is obviously she's very good friends with our winner, who's, I don't know why I'm building suspense here, because you all know who's won, but you know, let's keep this elusive right to the end. But yes, so she's very good friends with our winner and her obviously Lemoulin teammate. So she was, while obviously she would have liked to win, it's been a very good weekend for her. And here's what she had to say to me after her round. So Piggy, it's been a good week for you. You must be delighted with Vinnie Kamara and also, of course, delighted for Pippa.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, second at Burley is no mean feat. And, you know, she's been such a good girl. You know, she ran her heart out yesterday, flat out. And, you know, wasn't doing her best jumping today, but that can be her. And to be honest, I'm just grateful that it was one down, because to me it felt it could have been two or three down. So I'm just very grateful but very proud of her. You know, she owes me absolutely nothing, so we just enjoy these days. And I am delighted for Mrs. Funnell, who's been such a mentor to me over the years and a brilliant friend, and these days make it very special and much deserved for her.
And so the big reveal, which of course bit of an anti-climax, because like I said, you all know who's won this, but the winner here was Pippa Funnell, who has just been on such a high at the moment. She put in a fantastic performance in Lemoulin with Myers Hope, and she came here with MGH Grafton Street, who was tackling a five-star for the first time in his career. So I mean, that in itself is a big ask for any horse, and to come here and win is just outstandingly good. Her show jumping round gave us a real heart in mouth moment. All of the top three each had a pole down, and it was so tight at the top that it was only because the previous rider had the pole down that they were then able to afford their own. MGH Grafton Street did really go through one of the fences, and we in the mix zone all sort of had hearts in our mouths, and we thought, oh no, has she messed this up? But no, Pippa, being the ultimate professional that she is, got him back together and went round the rest of the course without any problems at all. This has been, I think it's been about a 16-year gap since Pippa last won a five-star event, so it's been, you know, it's been a while. And she was clearly incredibly emotional about the whole thing. There were floods of tears, and she was, I mean, it was very popular with the crowd as well. She ended up doing an extra lap of honour because they just didn't want her to stop. It was brilliant. And here's what she had to say in the press conference later.
Of course, still I'm competitive, but I think I've been so incredibly lucky to have so much support over so many years from my amazing, wonderful owners. And I'm not just saying that about Jonathan and Jane Clark. It was all the owners I've had over many, many years, and they're still very much linked and connected with me. And it's been such an amazing journey, and hopefully it will continue, but it's the horses that have kept me going, and I'd like to say, you know, they keep me young, and it's the belief in the horses and the belief in their talent. And as I said earlier in the week, it's just that pure love of the day-to-day graft working with them. I know probably this win, my husband might be I know he's here, thank you William for coming, but he'll probably be a bit disappointed, because it just means I'm going to carry on eventing a bit longer, because I know he's dying for me to stop and do more work with the Willie Stud. But no, I didn't really think there would be a big one, but to me, I took pressure off myself by just thinking I'm just going to do the sport I really love and enjoy every moment of it, with working with the lovely horses I have. And it's just been, like as I said, it's the last 2 weeks have been a complete sort of surreal experience. I feel as though I haven't had a chance to touch the ground, and it just, I hope in many ways it does inspire a lot of other riders, because obviously it took me a long time to win my first championship, and it's taken even longer to win a big major. I think, I don't know, 14, 15 years since my last, and there has been a lot of sweat, tears and graft in between, but there have also been some very special moments.
So yeah, so that was the final result. I've actually got two other bits of bonus content for you aside from that. The first is that we had a slightly unexpected face here at Burley on Thursday for the start of the dressage, and that was world champion Ros Canter. She was here to ride the guinea pig test, and I will let her now explain what that actually means. So, Roz, many of us would have been surprised to see you here at Burley. Explain what you're actually doing here.
Yeah, so today I'm doing what's called the guinea pig test. So at every international event, they always have a what they call a practice rider that goes in and performs a test like they would be competing. And it's really for the benefit of the judges. So after I've done my test, the judges will come together to check that they are kind of on a par with their marking, that they all thought the same things, say that the terrain was fine, that the arena was set out properly, that the bell worked, everything like that. It's basically a practice run. And I've come to do it today with All Star B because I'm not competing here, so it was a really good opportunity for me to get some test practice.
And what was it like being back in the ring with him?
Oh, it's great. All Star B is a true professional. He always has been. He, if anything, he goes a bit lazy when he gets into an environment like that, which is quite unusual because there's obviously quite a lot of atmosphere. And it was really nice. There seemed to be a lot of people that came to watch him today. So yeah, it's really more, it was for my benefit to see where I'm at fitness wise, what I want to go away and work on at home, ready for when I do it in the real thing.
And how are you balancing motherhood with being back competing?
It's a bit of a juggle at the moment, haven't quite got a routine, but it's great. Little Ziggy is fitting in very well. She is a great sleeper at night, which is wonderful, so I'm getting a good night's sleep most of the time. And yeah, she's good fun. We're really enjoying having her. And at the moment, I'm kind of on 50% horse-wise, so we'll just build up gradually, ready for next year.
And are your sights firmly set on Tokyo?
Yes.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Roz.
Thank you.
Another aspect of Burley is the horse inspections. And at the final one on the Sunday morning, there is a prize given to the groom that is judged to have taken the best care of their horse over the course of the weekend. Now, the winner of that this year was Tamsin Thurlow, who was here grooming for Sarah Bullimore and Rev de Roy. And I caught up with Sarah to find out a little bit about what this award means to Tamsin and to Sarah. So, Sarah, you've had a great couple of days, really, haven't you?
I have, yes. Yeah, just so chuffed with him. And, you know, the horse so deserves it. And actually, for my long-standing owners, Chris and Sue Gillespie, they've had horses with me for over 20 years. And, you know, they're really, really loyal. And, yeah, it's lovely for them to, you know, be rewarded with the results that this horse is now producing.
And, of course, you also got the Groom's Prize earlier at the Trotter. That must have been a nice reward for your team.
Just fabulous. Tamsin Thurlow, who's groomed for me this week, just amazing. She just never leaves the horses. You know, she's always at her post. And, you know, she's like, come on, Tamsin, you know, come and eat something. She's like, oh, just make sure this is done first. Or, you know, she's just brilliant. And, you know, he isn't always the easiest. She's fabulous with him. She understands him. And, you know, if he has a little bit of a wayward moment where he says, I'm going this way, she lets him and then says, right, now we'll just come back to where we should be. And, you know, just absolutely brilliant with him.
And it's so important to have people like that on your team, isn't it?
Yes, because he needs to be kept happy. You know, you can't actually say no. You can't do that because he'd be, you know, he'd be upset with that. And so, yeah, you have to cajole him along and let him think it's his idea. And she's brilliant at doing that.
Well, it's been another brilliant Burley for you, Sarah. Well done.
Thank you. I'm chuffed a bit.
So, yeah, so that was Burley. Like I said, I apologise that it's just me rambling because, like I said, Matt isn't here. He is the sensible person who spent the day at home having a rest, whereas I have, well, no, I don't. I'm running on fumes, I have to say, after 3 mad weeks of competition and Europeans and all sorts. But yeah, this will probably be the last podcast you get for a little while, just because Matt is away next week and I'm away for a few days after that, but we will get you one as soon as we can. In the meantime, enjoy yourselves, enjoy spending time with your horses. Don't forget, I'm going to do Matt's needy bit hit now as he's not actually here, but please do hit subscribe, leave us a review, give us a 5-star rating. You can also connect with us on social media. Facebook is Equestrian Team GBR, Instagram is Equestrian Team GBR, and Twitter is at Team GBR. You can also leave us an email to let us know what you think. If you've got any suggestions for podcast topics we can do over the winter, then you can get in contact with us. It is podcast@bef.co.uk. And yeah, I'm going to wrap up there because I've got to go back into a media centre and actually edit this, and then go home and go to sleep for, well, I'd like to say for a very long time. I have to go into the office tomorrow, but, you know, get a little bit of sleep. Also, they may start to take this cross-country course down around me if I sit here for much longer. Anyway, thank you for listening, everyone. Bye.